Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio special edition. We are in Brian's upstairs, squeezing one in on a Saturday night.
That's gross, the way you said that.
Dirty minds are in full effect. We're here doing this three times a week now. That's only because we get the support of all of y'all that listen and then take the time to go over to Patreon.com, patreon.com/Street Fight Radio. Over there, you can pledge a donation to the show each month. Now, what are you going to get for doing that? I'm glad you asked. We have live videos. We have a zine that is getting mailed out at the end of this month. I just got notification that it's been mailed from the printers, so look for that coming soon. There will also be extra copies available in the Street Fight store. A lot of you already have been telling me you regret not ordering it or getting it in time. Don't worry, you will have a chance. We also send out Kratom. So every single month, if you want to give Kratom a try, you could even do it for only 1 month. It's pretty easy to change your donation there on Patreon. For $10, we'll send you out 25 grams of Kratom, the stuff that we use that we like the best. This month, it's going to be White Tie. And if you want to know more, I wrote a little bit of a guide. So just go to bit.ly/Kratom guide. All lowercase letters. Once again, bit.ly, bit.ly/Kratom guide. KRATOMGUIDE, all lowercase, to get more info on that if you're interested. Thank you for tuning in. This is the first time in 6 years. We have been doing the show for 6 years. This is the first time I've done it without a mic stand.
This is the first time I've ever done anything and done radio without a mic stand. But we do it on stage. When we perform on stage, we don't use mic stands because we're not like Steven Tyler or anything.
True.
They cost money. Mic stands cost money. So we don't use them, okay?
And most of the venues we've been to, there really is no guarantee on whether or not they're going to have mic stands.
Or a sound guy or really anything. That's what happened to that Cafe Kerouac episode. So, sorry.
We're working on it. I apologize. I wish the audio came out better. I also screwed up the video so that I couldn't even grab it from there. It was my first time doing a new setup. Luckily, it wasn't for a live event. Those things, I'll always have a hard cam and everything ready to go and usually pay for a sound guy. This time I found out I can't really go without that.
No, yeah, definitely. But, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have episodes that go up in smoke, Brett, and that's just the way things go.
And thank you to everybody that came out. It was really awesome. It was interesting to do a live show. I really had a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're going to do a lot more of these. I'm pretty sure we're going to do a lot more, right? We're talking about it.
Yeah. I got confirmation, actually, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On March 19th, we're going to be at Spirit. So get ready for that. We'll let you know more as we get more details. I'm working on getting some pretty awesome guests ready for that, too. So
yeah, that's going to be great. So I guess I'm going to start the show this week with a little story that I got from Stefan BC, DM'd it to the Twitter account, Street Fight WCRS on Twitter. You can also, you know, any stories you want to send me, I copy and paste them into the show doc. That's probably the easiest way to get a story addressed on this show is to send them directly to me on Twitter. But so I saw this story when I got into the show DMs, and it was a memorandum from the Department of Defense. Did you see this?
I didn't see that at all.
It's for the record, and the subject is banned playing of terrible rock groups. Okay? So effective on February 14th, 2017, the following bands will no longer be able to be played in the CP. I think that's a precinct. Like in this building. It's just the one building. It's not like a nationwide ban or anything. It's one building.
How grabby are they about to get?
So I know.
The Department of Defense, their headquarters?
No, I think it's just a police station, actually. Is what I read.
Central Precinct? Is that what it stands
Central
for?
Central Precinct, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right. So they list these bands that they can't play. And
okay.
Stefan sent this to us because he knew it would fire us up, Brett.
Yeah, I don't like authoritarians. I learned back in the 80s that if they aren't going to let you listen to the music that you want, you have to revolt.
Yeah.
I've been filled with that propaganda.
First ban, A, Korn. You're not allowed to play Korn, which is, that's offensive to me, really.
That's a tough one to play out loud, though. I don't know if people want to hear Korn out loud wherever they're at, especially at work.
They're but people play it at their desk. I understand.
That's true.
Like, my sister used to work across, like, a cubicle from a woman that would listen to Let's Hear It for the Boys over and over again all day. Okay. And like, she didn't go to HR and she didn't go complain about it. You know, she listened to fucking Let's Hear It for the Boys all day, every day, until the woman got sick of it.
Who listened to it?
The woman across her in a cubicle would listen to this song.
Got it.
Every day. And she didn't go telling. She didn't craft a memorandum to send out to everybody. You got to deal. If you're going to listen to music at work, you got to deal with your coworker's shitty music taste.
I keep thinking of that woman being in like the lunch line and going, na, 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 na,
na. Na, 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 na. Just give the boy a hand.
Taking a piss and just still muttering it to herself. Like, I'm going to turn that song on when I get back to my desk.
I can't wait to get back to my desk. It's a weird song to listen to over and over
song.
Again.
It's a great. Jammer. I mean, it's a song that can blend into the background. I think that's why it's so good. It's because it's like, what? It could be any time of the day or night. Who knows? It just like blends in so well to the background.
Yeah. So you can't get mad if your coworker wants to listen to Korn.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
let
that's
him.
Tough.
I mean, that's how he gets through his day.
<Ra-ta-ta-ta>.
Sorry. Your music's annoying to me.
I think that
Let's Hear It for the Boys or whatever they're listening. Like, what are they listening to? Like, what would those people be listening to?
Oh, Sunny 95 people?
No, what would a person that's mad about Korn, the next band's Nickelback, of course, because...
That's just, yeah, they're trying to get internet points. They're trying to get upvotes on
that. Yeah, Slipknot, which is an odd one to be mad about.
They have three percussionists in Slipknot. That is a lot of noise.
Right, yeah, but you're just playing it through a teeny tiny little Bluetooth speaker at your desk while you fill out spreadsheets. You should be allowed to do that.
Well, I think we had this problem where metal was so shit upon and like so rejected that I think we gave those people a complex, and now we have to accept them in our society if we want to at least like lower some of the school shootings and shit.
We all know it's not bad.
No.
You know, like we all know that like Rammstein didn't make anybody do anything. You know, it's just the music that is conducive to that sort of activity.
Yeah. I know people that are like architects that do like, you know, drapes and floors and color palettes and all that, and listen to Rage Against the Machine all day long.
Yeah, they never rage against the machine ever.
They wouldn't dare. The machine is helping them a lot.
But yeah, my wife, like when she says when she needs to type fast, she listens to System of a Down. You can't like legislate
You're
that away. You know,
that's true. Yeah, I think unfortunately, edginess is winning out, so all the work prudes are going to have to put up with a Wisconsin death trip at work.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, it, like I said, it's just annoying. It's just discomfort. It's like people are just like, I don't want to be annoyed by Smash Mouth. And it's like, man, if a motherfucker wants to go to work and listen to Smash Mouth all day, we got to let him. That's just the way things are.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of being in the world, right?
Exactly.
There's Smash Mouth fans out there.
Right, yeah. So, like, the guy in the forklift can't... you can't make a guy in a forklift put headphones in
because
that's dangerous. So, if they want to listen to Smash Mouth on their forklift, just let them.
Yeah, if they're going to take an old boombox and some bungee cords and put it on the back of the forklift and play Smash Mouth, that's their right.
That's their jam. I had an older dude in the car, a guy that's older than me. Which really means older dude,
yeah.
You know, in my car yesterday, who had gone crazy at a casino and needed to go pick up. He left his stuff from work there when he got kicked out of the casino. Went and picked him up, and we're talking about music because I play music in the car now. I play punk in the car while I'm driving people because, like, it says in my profile that I like punk, and I'm like, I'm trying to prove to people that, like, punk is easy to listen to, like garage punk, like that really poppy stuff. They can handle that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the stuff that sounds like the Rolling Stones and shit, you know, is what I play. And this older guy
just noise.
Yeah, this guy blew my mind when he looked at me right in the eye and was like, "You know who I like?" And I said, "Who?" He's like, 21 Pilots.
Pretty punk, man.
Did not profile that guy at all to be a 21 Pilots fan.
Well, that sounds like the most dull person.
Once I was seven. Is that them?
No, 21 Pilots is the Stressed Out song and the All My Friends Are Heathens song, the Suicide Squad song.
They're from here.
Yeah, yeah, they're local boys.
They're from C-Bus, baby. We
can we turn back time to the good old days?
Yeah, that's them.
When
that's
my mom
them.
Was saying and I was stressed out.
They're so popular.
So, and it's like so down tempo and just so, just people in slacks. That is like for slacks, not slackers. For slacks. People that wear slacks and still listen to guitar music and think it's rock and roll.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of hip-hop, too, man. He rhymes. He does some rhyming couplets in there.
Do you think that guy is also into, like, Bad Company, too? Like, he would be into... Because, you know, that is a thing that...
This is a classic. I feel like that's the first thing someone like that would say.
Because this is the thing that, like, a lot of people get, like, that we don't realize now. Is that when I was a kid, the scary... dads were like, they listened to metal. Like, they were like, oh, I really like Dio.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Or Judas Priest,
that sort of thing, right? Now, in current times, the scary dads listen to Eminem. They don't... Like, they don't listen. That's the disgusted dad sort of music. That's what creates a disgusted dad.
Okay, so when I was building bikes, like piecework for Walmart in Texas, there was a guy, old man guy, like leather hands, red skin guy, that brought a work boombox. One of those workshop ones that has like a fucking light on it and the antenna hanging off of it.
That's good.
He just blasted like the heavy classic rock.
Really? All day?
Yeah, yes, all day long. To the throne again.
That's what we listened to that a lot. I worked at a camera store and one of the guys listened to Eminem all day and the other guy listened to like just what they play on
Godsmack.
The Blitz.
Godsmack.
Yeah. The
I'm doing the best I ever did. he would have that shit blaring and I would hate it, but I was like, I suppose I could do the same thing. I could come out here and play some fucking early Kraftwerk or play some Mothers of Invention or whatever the hell I would rather be listening to.
You would, you're not, see, that's the thing. Like, you're a generous.
I know.
You're a generous
I play
soul,
to the audience.
So you would play for them. They would never do that.
I would do a deep cut. I would do an Alice in Chains deep cut. So they'd be like, hey, I haven't heard this song in a decade, man.
Yeah, they would get mad at you if you went in there.
I play Mad Season. I do the Lane Stanley side project.
I hate that music. We talked about it on the live show, if you didn't make it through it, but Metallica is like, everybody was mad at Laverne Cox because she forgot to introduce Metallica, and that's when it hit me that just like, shit, man, like conservatives listen to like Metallica now. Like that's their band,
I mean,
you know?
They're just so... typical, man. They're angry all the time. That music is angry. Like, it matches up perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not what you think of anymore. You know? Those bands, like Metallica and Alice in Chains and stuff like that, wasn't for angry people when I... it was for angry.
It wasn't for, like, Christian fascists.
Yeah.
It wasn't for people that want, like, a whiter world and that think that there should be a little bit more morality.
Exactly. Because they hate Beyonce so much. Like, that's another thing. I listen to this wrestling podcast called Voices of Wrestling, and it's got these two guys on it that are in their 30s. You know what I mean? Just really hard. Rich Krejci and Joe Lanza. Just, like, the hardest core wrestling fans, you know? They watch all of it. Like, they watch stuff I watch a lot of wrestling. They watch stuff I've never heard of.
Yeah, there's always some promotions they mention. I don't know what a Super Dreamer Cup is.
I don't know. I don't know where you would find that wrestling. Like, no idea how you would know it's on. But they had like a 5-minute discussion about how neither one of them get Beyonce. And I just... realize she's the new, I mean, people really hate her. Like, there's a certain subset of people that probably like Metallica a lot that also are, like, obsessed and don't understand Beyonce. They can't fit, and it's white males, and it's because they can't figure out how some things aren't geared towards them. Like, we have a hard right. time with that, because the whole world, a lot of times, is geared toward making me happy. So I have a hard time understanding, because I don't like Beyonce. And it's just like, I know why I don't like her, because I'm not supposed to. It's like, it's not my bag. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, you there's a few points there. First of all, pop music is something that will all... They feel like in order to be like a real man, you have to immediately hate pop music.
But why do you have... I know, because I... Because
girls
never...
like it, and they're fucking misogynistic as hell. Anything a girl does, that's what they're against.
I never went through that phase. You know what I mean? Like, I liked the New Kids on the Block when the New Kids on the Block were kicking up dust. I never got mad at the Backstreet Boys. I realized, like...
They have some appeal here. I like this grift they got. Maybe I'll curl my hair.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a little bit of a perm here, wear a denim outfit, and see if some of these girls want to hang out with me.
It doesn't infuriate me that people listen to Beyonce at all.
But people flock to that, though. Like, they, and you're right. It is like, how is this considered good? There were 16 producers, and it's like, because it's people that are listening to the music. They aren't reading the liner notes.
No, they don't care. They don't care who wrote this. Like, why would anybody care who wrote the song?
No, it's not
interesting. You're allowed to care. Though, that's the thing. Like, you're allowed to care. Like, you're allowed to care who produces the newest movie that you like. Like, that's no problem. But you can't be mad when, like, I don't care who put the money into the movie or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, she is. Yeah, that crowd is. I mean,
this is racism, though. This isn't pop. With Beyonce, it's more than just hating pop music, because I can recognize, like, the way that my wife and my daughter respond to her. I'm like, that is. I mean, I love it.
Yeah,
like,
it's pure magic.
Yeah, they love it, and I just fully understand that. Like, I might not. That might not. Be for me. I might not get it, because when I hear it, I'm like, this ain't no big deal. But it's
they can't
funny.
Let it alone. They can't let it alone. That's the thing, is they want to run over to everybody's lemonade stand and start tipping shit over.
Yeah. They're fired. They're just, those guys were like 5 minutes. I don't get it. I think she's awful. And people fawn all over. I think she's awful.
Yeah, millions of people across the globe are just idiots. They just have no idea what they're doing. They're being tricked into it.
Yeah, yeah.
They've mistaken this as good.
I mean, really, the reason I brought it up even is that because in the article we read on stage, the LJ Review article that we read
Isn't
on...
Is it IJ Review?
Whatever. Yeah, it is IJ Review. The article we read on stage, like, mentioned that Laverne Cox forgot to say Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to introduce Metallica, but she did get a picture with Beyonce, which is two things that aren't
related at all.
Yeah, but they related them. They're like, oh, but she had time to do this. Her brain couldn't hold that information, but she had time to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a lot of dipshits that are going to go that route, but pop culture is winning so much in our favor. Like, there's just way more people that are not interested. Like, metal can go. I mean, guitars, I'm worried about what's going to happen with guitars
too.
In the future. They might not be around.
My daughter hates them. It's like, there might be a future where a guitar is like a zither or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just a juice harp.
Yeah.
Like, it might just be a thing that, like, some weird people do. A few weird people do.
Yeah, it'll be like playing a historical instrument. It would be like playing bagpipes or something.
Yeah. I'm looking up because we have one more rock-related story. That
well,
21
Pilots,
has.
I think, play. I think Tree of One, not Tree of One, I think 21 Pilots has a guitar in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's all, you know, it might be all turntable stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
All my friends are heathens, don't you know?
Oh, I know that song, too. You just have to sing them, and I know them.
I love that song. I played the shit out of it on vacation because it was mind-boggling how bad it was. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I can't believe they get created and released. The imagery's like, because that's the thing also is that now that you can play Korn in the office space, it's like when Hot Topic descended upon us. Like everybody put bones and skeletons all over shit. People can wear like a shirt that has a bloody heart on it. And people don't, it doesn't affect anybody anymore.
Nope.
Go back to 1955, go to the mall wearing one of these Jason sweatshirts, you know?
A Jason sweatshirt.
It's, I mean, the culture is moving very quickly, but like I think what I'm trying to put a bow on this is that those like old voices still have so much power that if they want to be mad about something that everybody else is doing, they can still get reporting.
Yeah.
Like IJ Review will be there for every white guy that feels uncomfortable with the way that someone's shaking their hips.
Yes, absolutely. So Tree of Woe or Justin Davidson, either one, whatever you want to call him from Twitter, sent me a story from blabbermouth.net. We are, as a show, we have a certain beat. We have certain things that we cover. And one of those things is like heavy metal dudes that like Donald Trump.
Yeah, we talked about
Slayer.
Yeah, the band with Bam Bam Bigelow and and a Catholic guy that's an awful piece of trash.
Yeah, and who else is a rock guy that's into? Well, Jonathan Davis is into Ron Paul,
right?
Like
Dave Mustaine, we talked about.
He's political. He's a conservative.
Billy Corgan,
Alice Cooper. Billy Corgan's concerned.
He's all right.
InfoWars. He's
he
like
InfoWars.
He's worried about chemtrails.
He is mad about SJWs too, though.
Is he? Well, yeah. I mean, listen, dude.
They're a problem. We have to discuss the SJWs.
No, it's that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like just a guy like Billy Corgan's. Just,
that's true. Can't get.
I mean, it's just, he's not gonna understand. We're never gonna get him
too far.
You know?
Yeah, I think people too. I don't want to get that way. But people do float too far away from, like, reality.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be a problem.
That's true.
He won't be any kind of a problem. So we'll just leave him to what okay. We're never going to change
fair.
His mind.
That's fair. I think that's some good. That's how we handled the Corgan issue.
That's how
we settled it.
Yeah. Alice Cooper, too.
Yeah. They'll
like
just,
all those guys.
They'll stay on the outskirt or they'll just join in because they ultimately want to be loved and get the money of the rest of us.
Yeah. Ted Nugent. Ted right. Nugent's another guy that's like really into the government. Well, Dream Theater's guitarist.
Oh man. Haven't heard that name
though.
In a while.
Yeah. Like nobody likes him. One of our listeners probably loves him.
There's a lot of people there's some diehard Dream Theater fans that will write in.
I hope not.
They
I'm
attract
sorry.
Pretty like they attract that same type of person that is more obsessed with what the record was recorded on than the actual music. Like, are you hearing this? It's like a 9 minute like riffs, 9 minute of just riff, cascading riffs. They're like, they changed time signature from 7/8 down to 2/5 in a matter of 16 bars. And it's like, I don't think it sounds any better though. Like, I don't get it.
They're guys that like think there's an objective right way to play music. Like you could learn how to put together a machine that's like the fastest machine. You know what I mean? Or the best machine. Like, you can always...
There's a guy that does that. I wish I could remember the name.
Objectively, but you can't, like... There is no great... Like, you can learn how to make all the movements on the guitar, like an Yngwie Malmsteen or an Eddie Van Halen. But, like, when I hear that, I'm like, that sucks. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not... So
it doesn't
it's
move
not...
me. Like, the end product... It's great that you jumped all of those notes or that you broke some sort of musical scales, rules... but at the end of the day, it did nothing to me, like, in my gut.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It just doesn't get me at all. But you're allowed to listen to it. It's just like Beyonce, dude. I get it. You're allowed to listen to it. But if you're listening to Dream Theater, you're
you
listening
should know.
To a Trump supporter.
Pro-Trump music.
So he's not that smart. Like, he can play guitar like a maniac. He probably is. My dad used to always tell me Neil Peart was, like, I'd be like, who's the best drummer? And he would answer me not with, like, I think it's. He would just say Neil Peart. He'd be like, Neil Peart's the best drummer. He's from Rush. He has a PhD in percussion.
Oh, okay. He studied drums the most.
He's the he has a degree in drums.
R.I.P. Clyde Stubblefield. I just thought we lost him. Funky Drummer. Funky Drummer, that's James Brown's drummer.
Oh, see, I don't know who any of the people in James Brown's band that are that aren't James Brown.
Right, right.
The only person I know is James Brown.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to. I wouldn't definitely hold it against anybody for not knowing what instruments were used.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I mean, just like listening to music and be like, wow, that's so complex.
Yeah. Listen to this blabbermouth opening paragraph, Brett. Guitarist John Petrucci has weighed in on underdog Donald Trump's stunning upset of Hillary Clinton in the U.S. presidential election. This sounds like
underdog.
Blabbermouth sounds like it's
maybe a little bit biased.
Maybe pro Trump. Like he really painted like a brave, like that was a different way to look at the election than I've heard it described.
Sure, sure.
He said, everybody should give the real estate mogul a chance to perform and deliver on his promises.
But what we didn't like is what he promised to do. Everybody was like, this guy has made such horrible promises. Surely no one would elect him.
Yes. Yeah. His promises are the worst thing about him. Like, we got to stop him from doing the stuff he promised to do.
I mean, if you guys like to just hear him yell about stuff, that's fine. But, like, yeah, the promises and following through on the promises is what can't happen at all. Like, no. That's going to destroy us all.
Yeah, you're going to hate it. But believe me, you're going to hate in the end if he gets through with all of his things. Like, so he wants us to give Donald Trump a chance, Brett. John Petrucci from Dream Theater. Now, I'm not telling you to stop listening to Dream Theater. But it seems like all the reasons in the world point to stop because they suck and because their guitarist is a Trump guy.
Yeah, man, that's I don't like I am really confused. People are just now that this has happened, they don't want to make a decision. Matthew McConaughey tried to do one of these things, too.
Why do they want us to give him a chance? Like, that's the whole thing is like. We're out here in the street. You're saying, let him do a little.
All right, man. Let him do a little bit of a Muslim ban. Just a little one. Only 109 people got affected, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. They are really. Like, ISIS is out.
Oh, I know.
All
yeah,
day and all night. They have been, though, right? This isn't a new development. It's new that it's being reported on.
I don't know. I think the courtroom thing was pretty unheard of.
So they have ramped it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, from what I've read.
I mean, Obama was deporting people like crazy.
Right. I think it was more of like a catch you doing some paperwork thing. I don't think it was agents. That's what I don't know. From what I've read, I don't know. From what I've read, I don't have a complete picture.
No.
But it sounds like it wasn't as severe as what they're kind of doing right now.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's definitely been ramped up.
Ugh. Where I hate people it. Hiding, I'm hearing like, stuff like, yeah, about people having to hide people right. crossing the border right. into Canada. It's like, this is crazy. Like, you can't see that this is bad? Like, this is, and they're reporting on it more. Like, I'm seeing a lot. But again, I see news that it seems like nobody else sees.
Yeah, I'm also confused by that. When I mentioned, like, things that happen like that I you know you can say that ICE agents are out there and they're like oh are they did he do that I thought Donald Trump was just you know blabbermouthing.
They think he does one thing a day.
Yeah,
like what they're following like and I watched actually came in the other night. My wife fell asleep with the TV on and she was watching Saturday Night Live, and every single time I walked into the room they were patting themselves on the back for making fun of Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's their new gig. I mean, this is our duty as Americans. We're gonna let satire, you know, take this fool down.
They had him on there and let him do like a Hotline Bling thing before. Can you imagine being that ghouls on that show that are now like, we gotta fight. We made him. They, like, when they talk about normalizing Donald Trump, having him on Saturday Night Live is like, that's what you do for the big star of the week.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it's I don't know. It's at the point where if you don't understand it, it's just because you're not looking into it. It's because you're a fucking celebrity. It's because you're noodling around on your guitar or you're fly into fucking Havana to bury a goddamn goat in the ground for 16 hours and then eat it while you drink cervezas around a fucking fire. Like, it's just, if you don't know what's going on, it's just because your head is up your ass.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody could jet set around,
that would be great. I think that would probably, a lot of the strife would go away.
If we had the same way of dealing with our problems that they do, like if we had the same methods of
Reiki therapy,
getting Reiki therapy,
had a Reiki fucking budget.
I mean, can't even get cavities filled.
Yeah, I'm still scared to go to the doctor because I don't know how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're getting, like, extra stuff. They're like, have you tried acupuncture? It's like, how much is that? That's like asking me if I've had guitar lessons or anything. Like, I don't have acupuncture cash, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to just fly to Thailand to blow off some of the steam.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I wouldn't have Street Fight. I guess Street Fight, you know, that's where I let the steam out. If I could just fly, do a few tours overseas, maybe.
You wouldn't care. You just wouldn't even. You'd be like, let's give this dude a chance, man. You know, the reason everything seems so full of strife is because you're not letting Donald Trump do the things that he wants to do.
You just, man, you gotta, can't sweat the small stuff. You know, you're about to lose your house, man. A house ain't just, that ain't going to make you a home. A house ain't a home. You got to make a home, and you can do that in the middle of the street. I made a home on the beach one time. I one time made a house on the beach, and I lived there, and we ate goat meat, and we drank cervezas, man. And I'll tell you what, I learned a lot about life that week.
Ayahuasca. I tried ayahuasca. I'm afraid to do ayahuasca because I'm in such a dark place right now.
I know. Yeah, you're just going to, the debt will kill you. Debt will kill you.
You just think about debt and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. I keep racking it
up. It's going to kill me.
It's impossible not to be in the red. I can't figure out how.
Now I'm looking at my daughter like they're gonna come for your backside for a little bit of mine.
Yeah. that's the future now.
That's all they're gonna get it. I mean,
Joe Biden already helped make it hard to file bankruptcy on them. You know?
Yeah.
That's a Joe Biden. That's a Democratic solution for a problem. God, I wish you could file bankruptcy. I would have already fucking done it, you know? You can't run away from any of your debt with it now.
Well, not the student loans forever.
Or any of the other stuff, really. It's like, but businesses can. Businesses can go and, fuck, we need bankruptcy back. Let's fight to get bankruptcy back so we can do it.
It's full, like, bankruptcy.
It's like unions that can't strike.
Right.
You know, being able to do bankruptcy but not the student loan debt is exactly the same. God damn. Joe Biden, you son of a... I don't think that was him.
No, I don't think that was him.
I hate the government so much, Brett.
They fuck it all up. They just aren't helping us out. Like, I would love to... I understand the belief in an organization that we can all be a part of, but it should look out for us first. Like, the first thing it should do is not figure out how to get fucking fees and fines out of us.
Yeah. Yeah, let's look at a different direction. Let's look for money in a different direction than my pockets.
Yeah, predatory, like ganging up with insurance companies to take more money from me is not what I fucking wanted.
Right, yeah, exactly. So that's the day without an immigrant happened this week, too. That's another big story this week where a lot of immigrants didn't go to work because it was like, this is what would happen if we don't go to work.
And they did this before. I've mentioned it before. They did it a few years back, too, I remember.
A day without a Mexican.
Oh, you're right. That. You're right.
We're talking about all immigrants.
Yeah, that's
though.
A big one.
And, like, you know, I'll bet you a lot of white people that, like, fourth generation here, but they're like, I immigrated here from...
Oh, yeah, they loved
it. My grandparents immigrated here from Italy.
Every fucking guy with a Clotta tattoo on his calf was out there talking about Irish were slaves.
Yeah, yeah,
they're the
yeah.
loudest people.
I know.
They love to be persecuted more than anybody else.
Yeah, they were probably, I mean, like, that's a good thing, though. You know,
sure,
like,
I mean,
even just all the people. I'm seeing this ramp up to the May 1st general strike.
Sure.
And I'm really encouraged by it. But
well, the women, I mean, we got the, We really got pussy power on this one because the women's march is. I think that women's strike in March is going to be pretty big. Like I thought this one on Thursday was good, the day without the immigrant, because I saw news stories from all around the country. They even reported on the businesses that closed here.
Sweet, yeah, yeah.
It obviously wasn't national news. Everybody didn't leave like a general strike, but I think it definitely made a huge impact.
Right. Yeah. I think that the reason that I wanted to bring it up was in Tennessee, like 13 people lost their jobs from it.
Oh,
like,
shit.
This
really?
Company fired them. They were going to make it up on Sunday, too. They were going to come into work on Sunday, but they're like, nope, you no called, no showed. You're fired, motherfuckers, all 13 of you.
Yeah, that's also they don't want politically involved people in their company for sure, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because once 13 people go leave and they notice that none of the work gets done, then you can start being like, you know, how much do I make? How much do you make?
Right.
Like, who makes what here? Who makes what at this factory? At
right.
this Coda? It's a family-owned company, too. Small business.
Tyrants. I would say it was great. 17th was a flop. I don't know. Like, I guess that wasn't ever set in stone.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, like, even just these ones leading up to just keeping on doing them, maybe they gather steam.
Yeah.
The more people that take each one off, it gathers more and more steam. I mean, like, I love the May. I like the May Day date. Obviously, but I mean, I would take off the day without a woman too.
I think it's good. I hope it catches. I mean, I hope they seem to have a lot of people, and I think they're more willing to just jump on a bandwagon because, like, they are, you know, it is a huge amount of people. Like, when your cause is just women, not a minority. We're not talking about a minority. We're talking about, like, over half the population. Like, it's so much easier to cast a wider net. With that,
do we have to go to work that day so we can show like that not a lot of stuff, like, you guys can't do it yourself, like, we'll go to work and do real shitty that day? I'll cover for the women.
I can do a woman's work. Oh, it sure am tough. Yeah, I think,
sure it's tough. You're out there working and
doing
saying,
it backwards.
Honey, it's right. You're right. This is harder than I thought it was.
I'm going to burn dinner that night. I think that is a good ramp up. I don't know who's making the cause, though. That's the problem, is we need to have a bigger campaign for general strike on May 1st.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to figure out. It's hard to organize all of it.
My thing is,
but
like, I
so
want
many...
everybody to strike. That's what,
yeah.
Like, my thing is, like, everybody. Like, if we just, if we picked one day, if we all got together and we picked one day where we're like, on this day, nobody go to work.
Yeah.
Like, fucking nobody.
But this is where I think the key to, like, finding your organization is. Like, there's ISO, there's Socialist Alternative, Antifa is huge, there's Wobblies, there are a lot of groups now, and I think that's what bolsters it, is that, like, when I go to any of the protests, there are regulars that I see, you know, listeners to Street Fight and DSA people that I know, and those are the folks that are going to be like, on May 1st, we're not going to work, how about you, you know, and those are the ones that we can hold, that can hold each other accountable. Like, I think the strength we have right now is that there are a shitload of organization going on. And if we can horizontally align all of that, you know, in solidarity, then we have real power.
I mean,
you know?
If we can if we can make businesses close, like if we can make the grocery store close because there's just nobody at work, that to me is an enormous victory.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know,
like,
that feels huge to me. If we can make... Like, if we can make it so there's you can't even go anywhere that day, like, go get your shit the day before. It's like a snowstorm. This is not a drill. Nobody's going to work tomorrow.
And that doesn't require – that really doesn't require a full walkout. It requires just enough people not to do the job. You know, there's 20-some people that are making a grocery store run. I bet if 9 of them showed up, it would be too hindered to even be able to open, you know. Nobody could do enough stuff if half the staff didn't show up.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed... We're also not supposed to go to the places.
We need to get like a big pot. We need to get have like a big... I wish we had a big pot of money that we could pay people to come collect their wages that they would have made that day. And we just pay them out in cash. You know what I mean? To not go to work.
Yeah. It would be beautiful if we could. Yeah,
because most people are just looking for $60.
That's the service. That's the service industry, though. Like, they're all paid. Not salary. Like, I hate salary too. Like, I don't know what kind of pay I'm okay with, but I hate salary too.
Well, and I mean, someone that is making $8 an hour is getting like $60 in a fucking full day's work.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it's an amount of money that I feel like could be redistributed.
Yeah. We could. Absolutely.
I don't know. We have to get everybody $80, and I think we have this general strike going.
We can get $80.
If we can just get everybody $80.
They would say that was so tasteless, too.
Oh, I know.
Oh, buying people off. It's like, man, that's what you got to do.
That's why people aren't taking the day off.
We need to make $1 billion. We need to make Bill Gates-style money, you know?
And George Soros-style money. Because I want that George Soros paycheck. It's not fair that he gets control of the protests in this country, because if I had that kind of bank... We'd have this shit overthrown.
Well, we'd have an army. Me and you wouldn't have. If we were George Soros, we would have made a militia, more than likely.
I would have just took over a portion of land to let me do what I want.
Yeah, Nebraska? Like,
no, in Ohio. I was born here.
Your place?
This is where I'm from. This is where I'm from.
Yeah, you're not going to leave. You're like, I hate...
I was here. America's a piece of paper. I was born here.
That's true.
End of story.
That is true. That's how I feel, too. I'm not leaving. This is my land.
Yeah, okay? I'll work on it. I'm going to see. I'm not going to pull off this general strike or anything, but I do want to get the ball in motion so that people know what it is. We are playing, like, we're playing defense, because people still don't even know the significance of that day in America.
May Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Loyalty Day.
It's Loyalty Day in America.
That's a weird thing. I hate that they did that.
Or Memorial Day. What's it called, too?
That's Memorial Day.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Labor Day. There's Labor Day.
No, Labor Day is, they moved it away from, like, that's late.
Yeah.
That's at the end of this. That's when they closed the pools. That's when they're like, Labor Day, we got to close the pools because people work and what rights.
Do you think it really is like we just don't, hey, we will not celebrate the workers on the same day the rest of the world does.
It seems like some sort of... I don't know the history of it. We need to do that. I think that's probably should be a duty of the show, is to do the history of that a little bit. But I can't imagine it's nothing more than like some weird Richard Nixon type, like, nah, these lefties,
yeah.
They're going to strike on the first.
Yeah, they hate... They'll go out and do a maypole dance. I love it. You know, I love May Day.
And the rest of the world... Yeah, and the rest of the world, I mean, it's a holiday.
Oh, they love it. They get the day off. They don't want to give us 2 days off in May. That's probably what the issue is right there. Because May is like one of them... It's like the beginning of spring. You don't want to give the people too much freedom in the beginning of spring, because they'll get a little too wild.
Too many new beginnings.
The Arab Spring started in spring. You know what I'm saying?
Right. People start figuring new shit out.
It's been 65 degrees here in Columbus for 2 days, and I've seen everybody's outside. There's going to... I see a revolutionary spirit in them streets.
I agree. I mean, even though the weather isn't bad enough to keep people from going out, like the airport shutdown we did was a little bit chilly, but then we got to go sit inside, so not so bad.
Yeah.
But when it's warm outside, I don't know, man. These people are ready to go all damn day.
Yeah. I love going. My wife and kid like to go to protests now. You go and hang out with a bunch of people. It's fun. It's a good time.
I mean, we went out today. There was a protest at the Columbus Police Headquarters for Jerron Thomas, who was killed by the Columbus Police when he called and asked for an ambulance because he was having an episode and wanted to get some help. A dozen cops came and beat him to fucking death. And we went out there for a rally. And, I mean, they were just out there telling their damn story. You know, it was like better than reading it on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And your body is good there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel like, I think one of the things that people might feel like is like, well, what am I going to do there? And it's like, your body's enough. Just another person is plenty.
It's voting.
Yeah.
It's exactly like voting. I mean, if there would have been a few hundred more people, it would have made a bigger statement. So it's definitely important.
Yeah.
You know?
You could be quiet. I don't yell anything.
Right.
I kind of just stand around respectfully and shut up.
Right. And that's what a lot of people do. You're just adding to the mass of people. And, I mean, motherfucking police cowards shut the building down. They closed the doors because at the same time that the rally was happening. And they were on the inside. Did you see them on the inside? Did you hear when they were on the inside doing this?
Is that what they did? They were doing the hand under the crybaby?
Yeah, they did a little crybaby.
They were doing a crybaby is what they were calling you guys crybabies?
Right, right.
Damn, I hate them.
Yeah, they were awful.
That makes me so mad.
But it is, I mean, that's what it is. Like the amount.
That's fucking insane. Those Jerron Thomas's mother was there.
I know.
His mother and his daughter were standing outside, and they were making fun of them. They beat her son to death, and they were making fun of him.
Yeah,
that's what the Columbus Police Department. That's them. That is what they do. That's the thing too. I've been having panic attacks lately just thinking about all the white supremacists and the police department, and to be honest, in the fucking military too. They've like infiltrated every one of those. They're like the only fucking people that are allowed to have guns.
Yeah,
you know, they're the only people that are allowed to kill people is a bunch of fucking Nazis. You know what I mean?
And they don't have to worry about any sort of trouble from the police or any sort of investigations from,
because they are them. They do the investigations. I mean, it fucking, ever since that Philly cop thing, you know, and him just recently getting off and them saying like, well, we can't do anything because having Nazi tattoos isn't against the rules. It's like, shit, man, you know, a Nazi made that decision. You know, a bunch of people that are okay with Nazis made the decisions to let one of the police remain a Nazi, you know, and remain a cop. Gives him a gun and the right to kill, you know? And that's fucking terrifying to me.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I think...
God, I wonder why the Germans didn't do anything to the Nazis, you know? Because there was a bunch of fucking Nazis were the cops. Who are they going to... Who can I call? Who the fuck can I... I mean, the government stopped doing investigation. The FBI, the Trump administration has had them stop investigating white supremacist groups.
Yeah, and these are people that want to do... These are the people that are trying to cause harm and that are causing harm. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to be like a big government sick 'em on everybody, but like these people are fucking dangerous.
How do you sick the government on the government?
Right.
It's the government that's doing it. I mean, that's the aggressive dudes that we make cops. We let them become cops.
Yeah.
That's what the cops fucking, that's who they recruit half the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, like, I mean, they went out there and they set it on the steps of the courthouse, man. 1999, Columbus police got investigated for being racist. And because in Columbus, we have the National Fraternal Order of the Police is headquartered here. They were able to just fucking grease it on out of town. Like, they just made some deals.
They greased it right off. They greased it up and they greased it right onto the rails.
Yes. Grease and palms. I don't know. They are just slick motherfuckers is what I'm getting at.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the perfect word to say.
And yeah. And it is like I don't know what we're going to do, but I think that the more people that are out there is the only direction that we can get to is the only direction we need to head
right.
in. And it is a lot of people. A lot of people are joining up now.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like that in the end. Like, that's why I'm always fundamentally an anarchist, you know, because we give one group of people the power to do violence that can be infiltrated by anybody.
And they won't even explain what happened. Like, they don't have to give a response. Now, you know.
They have all the guns. They don't have to ever say anything.
And I live in a neighborhood. I have a child. I can watch late night news and come up with all kinds of crazy things that might happen to my fucking family. But I would expect that the people that are in charge of safety and serving and protecting all that shit would have to explain. I mean, at the bare minimum, would have to be public about what's going on. And they are completely silent on this issue.
Yeah. I mean, most people that aren't silent are just saying, "Yeah, you guys got to go get jobs and stuff like that." Like, nobody's actually engaging on like specific cases. Every time you bring up a specific case, they're like, "Well, that one's fucked up."
Well, the cops aren't saying anything though in this case.
Right? Yeah, they don't have to. They have all the guns and all the power.
They make all the rules.
They make all the rules.
All of their friends make the rules that govern them. They investigate their friends and guests investigate them. And we still get the same fucking racist results. And, you know, we can't do anything.
That's why you got to vote for Mayor Brett Payne. You got to get him in office. And then we're going to change the mission of the police completely. To, like, what are we going to change them to? Like,
community basketball coaches?
They get cats out of trees.
Right.
That's their only job. Is they do the cats out of the trees thing. They direct traffic. They can direct trap. They can't yell at people while they're doing it, though, because that's just not aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want you standing in the because that's really the cop's main job 99% of the day is drive around and then stop and yell at some people and then get back in the car and drive around.
Yes.
I mean, they want you to believe that there's somebody hiding behind every corner waiting to shoot them, but no, it's not a war zone out there. The only people that are waging war are the people with all the guns who are the police.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is people that have tricked themselves into thinking like, have you been to the city? No, you haven't. You haven't. You comment on Facebook. You haven't been to the fucking city.
Look at the local news comments on any crime in any city, and you're just like, fuck, man. Like, people don't understand they don't even understand how crime really works, you know? Like, they're not likely to be victims of crime. And because they hear about it so much.
Well, their president, man. We got one of those guys as the president. Donald Trump said that John Lewis's district was a war zone. And the motherfucker is in, like, the goddamn Wall Street of Atlanta.
That's true. Donald Trump has like lies about crime stats all the time, and the Fraternal Order of Police lies about crime stats. Just they say that crime is going up. I guess it has slightly gone up recently, but so has like all kinds of other stuff, you know, like poverty. And like there was that whole, you know, mortgage thing that fucked a lot of people
up, yeah,
you know, that like never got resolved in the end, you know. You just think about all the people that are like living in a studio apartment now with like three people still to this day because they, you know, they lost their job and their goddamn house payment tripled.
Yeah, I always confused about what everyone thinks like the contract with the police is, because those folks do seem to believe these fuckers are shooting like a TV show every single night. And,
yeah,
like, they don't see them just looking to harass people. And, like, I'm not even so much opposed to someone looking out for the safety of everybody, but it costs fucking so much money. We have criminal charges and money and all this shit for people that aren't doing a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Based on someone else's beliefs.
The other day on my way into work, there was traffic was backed up in one lane, you know? And it's like, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Be a good idea to keep the lanes moving if you can. I'm saying if there's an accident, then there's an accident and we're going to be late. Two people hit each other. They can't move out of the fucking street or something like that. I understand that kind of shit happens. When we got up to where the traffic was coming from, cops just had somebody pulled over, was writing them a ticket. Like, they stopped. They would rather have traffic back up like a quarter mile back then just let that ticket go. The person that was probably going 45 in a 35, and it was hot. It was very appreciated that she was doing that.
Right.
Like, everybody behind her was thanking her for moving fast.
Helping us move along the way.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like what we've all, people, unless you're trying to pull a scam, nobody is trying to cause any trouble out there. Like, I'm not running a red light in the middle of the night because I'm trying to run an insurance scam. It's because I've been sitting at this light and there ain't shit coming.
Yeah.
But I still, you still get pulled over. You still get these infractions. These motherfuckers, they're infractions. Yeah. And then their attitude.
Jaywalking. They always be, they bust the shit out of students for jaywalking in Columbus. They just, they get them, man, all the time. I talk to so many students that when I drive for Lyft that are like, yeah, I got a jaywalking ticket. It's like, man, it's like, I talked to a girl one time. It's just like a typical thing. Like, oh, we all, right. You know, we all get jaywalking tickets.
Yeah, but then you look, I mean, and they have no fucking training whatsoever. Like, they go into Linden, they go into the South Side and just terrorize the shit out of people. Just can't even, they just think of these areas as war zones. Like you said, even the cops are filled all of that fucking propaganda, you know, yeah. That like it's a war zone you're about to go into and they hate the cops and they want to kill you. And it's like, it's only because you treat them like that. It's a reaction.
Yeah.
Like we spend so much time. I feel like I'm complaining or causing a ruckus or all this shit every week, but it's always a reaction. Like I'm not mad how people live their lives, but I can't stand when you fuckers go and mess with other people and then complain that they are pissed about it,
yeah.
You know?
You're not allowed to be pissed. You're definitely not allowed. They do tell, I mean, they tell black people they're never allowed to be mad at anything.
Right.
Like, that. Like they get, they're getting over on everybody. And it's like, man, you just can't even be paying attention if you think that's the case. Like, you don't understand why you don't hate the cops. Like you can't even figure out that the cops don't bother you. Like I don't feel threatened by
them. The cops. This is what they're looking for. Like this is the thing that they're not getting is that the black community is just looking for the same treatment that these fucking.
Right. Yeah.
Suburban people.
That what I get.
Right.
They get what I. They just want what I get. Like I don't feel intimidated around the cops. Like half the time they tip their cap to me when I walk by. Hey, howdy, sir. Oh, hey.
My wife thinks it's weird because I always point out to her when a security guard does that to me, and I'm like, I feel like he's just saying like everything's safer. Like he's reporting to me. Like I'm his fucking boss or something.
I get it all, give
me a thumbs up, like safe and secure. We did lockdown, sir.
Now imagine if
your white wife and your white child are not going to be in any danger around me. We will.
Our listeners might not
preserve the whiteness.
I mean, you might not have this experience as a listener, but like if you carry yourself like Brett and I do, you know, we have haircuts. You know, we don't.
It's not extreme. Yeah, nothing about us is extreme.
There's nothing. We don't look extreme at all. So when the police see us, but like, I don't want to look extreme either.
No.
If I wanted to, I'd do it. And ever since I changed to that, ever since I was like, I'll just put on jeans and a t-shirt and I'll be unassuming and nobody will look at me. And like, then I notice like the police do check in with me every once in a while. Let me know. Give me a full report on how the place is running. Hey, I've said that so many times about like if you look like you aren't from my neighborhood, the police will pull you over. And Brett and I, one night when we used to record at my house, we used to take these long walks, and we're taking this long walk and there's this motorcycle that you can tell fucking rules, you know what I mean? Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
The noise of the motorcycle,
the bumblebee can muffler on it.
Yeah, and it was a black guy and his wife on a motorcycle, and they were doing straight up the speed
limit. Going 34. They were going 34 and a half. It was just like that down the whole street. It was pathetic. Fucking pathetic.
But a requirement because they're intimidated by the police.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think about how fast I drive. And I know that I could still get pulled over for it, but me getting pulled over doesn't mean that they might kill me.
Right.
Ever. You know, I could have a gun and they probably wouldn't kill me.
Right. And
that's all
the black community is looking for. That's all Black Lives Matter is looking for, you know?
Yeah. That's the difference. That's what the people that we're talking about, that's like what they don't understand is like the barrier is just that they don't get that other people wouldn't feel that way toward authority. You know, like I'm uncomfortable with authority. like all the time. Like, I am uncomfortable with the police in a way. I just don't think that they're going to do anything to me. I never, like, as long as I don't like pull a knife out and start waving my dick around or something like that, the police aren't ever going to bother me.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and it doesn't, and you don't have to feel bad about that either. If we have any, maybe we have some opposing viewpoints listening, some Trump fans. You don't have to feel bad about it by accepting that the cops treat you nicely.
Just tell them to treat other people like you. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, just say, hey, how about you beat the shit out of me and you pay it forward to the next brown-skinned person. You give them a fucking warning.
You come over here and whoop. I want to take an ass whooping. That's the other thing I started thinking about when we were at the one today. I was like, you know, I went to the march at the State House and it was like Democrats and shit. Every time I go there, it's like a bunch of Democrats. And I'm like, this, when we went to this Black Lives Matter march, I was like, this is the kind of march where people get beat up and maced.
Oh, they don't, black folks exerting power is something they don't like.
No, absolutely
not. That's that shit I don't like. That's when they bring the fucking tanks out.
I mean, and the whole thing was set up like, where the law was, the rules were being followed to the letter of the law. It's like everybody stayed on the sidewalk because they knew. Like, again, that's that, like, intentional intimidation. That's how they police in black communities. You know, that's the difference between our communities. It's like in my community, they're also trying to intimidate people. The police in the black community are trying to intimidate them, and all of the other police in other communities are also trying to intimidate them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they don't get a break by just moving away.
Nope. There's nowhere you can go. You could probably put on a collared shirt, but you shouldn't have to put on a collared shirt, man.
And there's so many fucking hillbillies that are fighting the cops and getting taken to jail with no problem.
Without getting shot every single night,
yeah.
Without getting, like, whooping ass on cops and be like, oh, Lloyd, cut it out.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, don't.
He clipped me. He really clipped me that time.
That's true, too. Like, you're not, I think that's, I'm afraid of those kind of guys. You know what
I
mean?
Sure, sure.
They don't ever get brought up. The white guys, the squirrely white guys, we call them Lonnies. I guess Lonnies can be lovable, though, too. Like, there's different types of Lonnies. I don't want to paint all Lonnies with one brush. But, you know, like, yeah. Just dudes that want to punch, that will punch somebody like right away, you know, that are looking to punch somebody.
Right.
All right, man. We did a show.
The show?
Yeah, that's the show, dude. That's the show.
Well, thank you, everybody.
I'm out of water, motherfucker.
Yeah, I really need a beer. I need a refill on this beer. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. If you want to help out, there is more going on. There's going to be a prayer march on February 23rd. In Columbus, Ohio, at the mayor's thing. Hold on, I'm pulling out the paper. So for those of you that weren't out there today, I mean, I wanted to see a little bit more numbers out there, but you got a chance to make it up. So Thursday, February 23rd at 4:30 p.m., 3330 El Paso Drive, the Hope City House of Prayer. They are going to do a march at 5 p.m. From 4 to 5 is just going to be an open house and like a hangout. But please come out there. We're going to get as many people as we can. Like they said, this is just going to be MLK style, Black History Month, regular old. Put your head down and pray for something to change in order to, you know, make a point that, you know, the politeness isn't heard by the police and the mayor in this company in this city. So please come out if you can. I will be there with baby in tow, hopefully. And also tag the shit out of and make a fucking nuisance for the Columbus police if you can. I think it's just at Columbus Police on Twitter. The hashtag we're using is What Happened to Jaron, WHATHAPPENEDJARON. And keep sending that, keep spamming. There's numbers on our Instagram and our Facebook, but right now that's the biggest noise that we're making in Columbus. And we will keep you updated as always. We're 3 days a week now on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and all the Android applications. We are Street Fight. Peace.
Audio Tree Live with My Ticket Home.